去认定我们母亲节生命里面的重要。
Especially, to affirm the importance of the mother in our in, on this Mother's Day.
请问我们在这当中有没有刚刚做母亲的？
Do we have any that who became mothers recently?
如果不记得话，看你孩子一岁底下的话，就知道刚做母亲了。
If you don't remember, I'm talking about with kids under one.
有没有？
Anyone
有没有？举个手好吗？
Can you raise your hand?
没有啊。
There's no one with young kids.
Okay, 那有没有小孩子是十年以内的？
How about under 10?
有啊，是母亲啊，母亲。
Mothers,
请站起来好吗？
Would you please stand up?
父亲，对不起啊，父亲，今天我们。
Father,
我们今天暂时忽视你哈。
We
ignore you. 请站起来，我为您做一个特别的祷告。
Mothers with kids under 10, I'd like to pray for you especially.
好的，这十年之内，那当中有没有孩子们是你做了母亲有三十年以上的？有没有
any mothers that with kids over 30 years old?
哦，那请站起来，也请您站起来。30,
more than 30 years old.
70岁以上的话，大概站不起来了。好，我们特别就是感恩，因为母亲呢是代表上帝在地上一个很特别温柔的关怀和爱。
Oh, we especially thank because mother is representing God as a very tender gestures to the world.
为你们一位祷告。
We pray for all
seven of you. 请会众一起，我们同心为母亲们祷告。
And that congregation join in unity.
亲爱的父神
，Dear Heavenly Father，
我们站在你面前的时候，看到一对的母亲们。
We stand before you. We see a bunch of mothers.
母亲们经过无数的劳苦，还有怀胎的痛楚。
Through their labors and toils and in the world，
我们发觉我们在一年只是一天为他们感恩是不足够的。
And we feel that it's insufficient to remember and thank them in the day only one day in the year。
我们知道他们做母亲们在地上用就清洁的良心来侍奉你。还有侍奉自己的家人。
We know that they have served the family, children, and you with their sincere faith.
我们特别为我们在座当中的母亲们祷告。
We pray especially for those mothers who are among us today.
我们为他们的健康祷告。
We pray for their health.
我们为他们的灵性的坚强祷告。
We pray for the strength of their spiritual life.
我们还有为到他在这个地上劳苦的日子里面。为他们祷告。
We pray for all the laborers in this world.
因为他们用一个无私的心来侍奉您，还有侍奉自己的家人。
Because they have served you and the family with a selfless heart.
我们今天祈求你再一次在他们当中生命里面去加强他们的身体健康，还有他们的信心。
So again, we pray that you strengthen their faith and also strengthen them their physical ability and in their life.
如果当中我们有母亲们是身体有软弱的话
，So if there are mothers who are ill physically,
我求你医治。
We pray for your healing.
我求你坚强他们。
We pray for your strength.
还有。我们当中有很多年轻的母亲们。
We also pray for those young mothers.
在他们这个起家立家的过程是特别的艰苦。
Because they're it's especially difficult when they starting up their family.
孩子们年轻的时候要需要很多劳力体力。
It takes a lot of efforts and the strength while the kids are young.
特别也是祷告，求你纪念。
And we pray for them, remember them especially.
让我们会众们在今天特别一天里面，特别是爱护、尊重我们当中的母亲。
For all the congregations, we pray that they remember and respect the mothers among us.
我们这样子尊敬的祷告是奉主耶稣名求。
We pray this with respect in Jesus' name.
Amen. 各位请坐。
Please be seated.
在今天早上，我希望用提摩太后书第一章第一至五节跟大家的，尤其是母亲们做一个勉励。
So today I'd like to use 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 through 5 to encourage especially mothers among us.
可是请父亲们不要打瞌睡。
But please, the fathers do not doze off.
因为在母亲这几段经文上, 我们看了一些很重要的属灵的真理。
Because we can see this great spiritual principle in these verses.
我们知道每年一年一度是一个很快乐母亲节，可是呢，在很多人身上，我经验底下，很多母亲们在母亲节时候不快乐。
It's actually supposed to be a happy Mother's Day within the year, but I know that there are many mothers who are not really happy.
在我帮助很多长者身上的时候，我有时候看到有些长者是受到自己儿女去虐待。
While I was helping many elderlies, I know that they have been abused in their home.
我看到曾经有一个地方去到看到一个老人家，结果他这房间里面给锁起来，差不多每年都没有不准出去，只混在那个没有光线的房间里面去。
I visited a family. Their mother was locked in the house and was not allowed to go out almost the whole year.
在美国的家庭里面，我们知道离婚率很高。We
know the divorce rate is very high in America.
估计很保守的估计， 40%的家庭是由单亲母亲所养大的孩子们。A
conservative estimate, there are 40% of people who grew up in a single family house.
我们知道这些单亲家庭大多数是母亲。
We know that the single parent usually is the mother.
在美国我住了40年了，有40年之久，我很感觉一个美国文化不一样的地方，就是美国文化是一个很直接、很粗鲁、一个很 rude and direct society.
I've been living in the United States for 40 years. I think the American culture, in my opinion, is very rude and direct.
我还记得有一次我的孩子们就跟我妈妈、我的太太说，
I remember one time my kids speak to my wife. Spoke to my wife. Yeah.
我太太不准她出去去朋友的那个 party. 她说 you're a lousy parent.
So my wife told the kid not to go to a friend's party, and my kid replied back saying that you are a lousy parent.
如果是我们以前在亚洲来的文化的话，我爸爸妈妈会怎么样？ Lousy.
So if it's in Asia, my parents in the old days probably will slap us.
然后呢，就刚刚讲到，在美国，我如果不是亲眼见到的话，我不敢相信儿女会虐待自己的父母。
So it's hard to imagine and believe that the children would abuse their parents if it's not because I have seen it myself.
可能大家更贴身一件事情，就是说你们在家里有很多孩子长大了，就喜欢 video game， 喜欢那个电动游戏。
So if some probably have this experience that your kids grew up and addicted to the computer games.
保守人家估计就是说，在美国家庭里面， 95%的孩童们都玩电动游戏，尤其是男孩子。
So another estimate, there's 95% of kids, especially boys, they play computer games.
10%以上就是要叫做 gaming addict, 上了瘾的那个玩游戏。
And 10% of them are actually addicted to the computer games.
几年前在香港的元朗一个地方。
So a couple years ago in Hong Kong, somewhere in Hong Kong,
有个孩子，他因为上了瘾，每天不务正业，直接在家里玩游戏。结果妈妈跟爸爸决定要把他电脑封起来，不让他玩游戏。So
there's a kid that addicted to the computer games, and the parents decide to block the access to the computer.
结果晚上之后，趁爸爸妈妈睡觉的时候，那孩子就拿了这个菜刀，就这样子去。 斩他父母亲，结果父亲就死去，母亲还很严重的受伤。
So the kid took on himself to and a knife to kill the parents, and the father died, and mother was critically injured.
为什么在母亲节那么快乐的早上，我讲一些这些好像不开心的事情？
Why do I tell you so many unhappy things in supposedly a happy event morning like this?
因为我发觉现在我们父母们活在一个很不同的年代里面。
Because I realize that our parents today lives in a very different age.
父母亲养育女儿孩子们受到从所没有的一个挑战。
Parents are facing a challenge that has not seen before.
以前我们所讲的一个双亲家庭，现在突然间很大的比例变成一个单亲家庭。
And it used to be a family with both parents. Now we have a lot of single parent families.
养育家庭不单只不容易，而且在美国的环境里面，孩子们会挑战父母的权威。
Not only are bringing up kids is hard alone by itself, in the United States, the children are likely to challenge the authority of parents too.
不像以前长大的时候，在我们那个年代，父母亲讲什么话我们当作真理。现在孩子说 ,why?
I like that we used to, the kids grew up believing whatever the parents are told and are true, and the kids today would challenge with a why, to use why to challenge the parents.
他们要求你给一个理性的答案, a rational reasoning in order for them to be convinced.
所以他们就会要求父母给一个合理的一个回答,他们才愿意相信。
做父母容易吗？不容易。
Is it easy to be a parent? No, it's not.
所以今天早上我希望从提摩太太后书第一章跟大家看几件重要的真理。
So through 2 Timothy chapter 1, I'd like to review a couple important truths.
今天我们看那一段经文来自提摩太后书。
The verses we just read came from 2 Timothy.
我们知道是来自保罗写给他一个很心爱的一个弟兄提摩太的第二封信。
So we know that this is a second letter Paul wrote to his beloved friend Timothy.
如果我们了解圣经的历史，还有很多圣经的学者在研究的时候，他们相信这一封提摩太后书是在保罗坐在监狱里面写的最后一封。
If you rely on the commentaries and the biblical scholars, we know that this book probably is the last letter written by Paul in prison.
在保罗人生走到最后一个阶段的时候，他体会了很多荣华富贵，体会很多甜酸苦乐。
So at the end of his life, he has been through many ups and downs, happiness and sadness in life.
他就选择了最后一刻，就写了一封信给一个他心里很亲密的人物，就是这个提摩太。
So he decided to write down something to his very beloved person, which is Timothy.
如果你想象一下，你人生如果走到最后一步的时候，你选择跟什么人在一起，那些人就是你生命里面最亲密的人物，对吗？
So if you come to the end of your life, the person you choose to be with must be the ones that you feel most close to.
所以呢，在这里可以看得出保罗跟提摩太他们之间的关系很特别的密切。
So from here you know that there's a special relationship between Paul and Timothy.
首先我们这一段经文里面看到很少的女性的出现，所以你说怎么去看跟母亲节有什么关系呢？
So in this book you probably don't see a lot of sisters names, then you might ask how is this related to a Mother's Day?
所以呢，首先我们先看一个问一个问题，就是说到底这个提摩太是什么一个人物呢？
So let's ask a question, who is Timothy?
在提摩太二章第一节那里，我们看到一点点的线索哈。
Second Timothy, there's some hints to who Timothy is.
首先，在这里请大家留心听我讲。第一章第一到二节，他说：“奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我主。”基督耶稣归于你。
So verse 1 and 2, it says this, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
他这里用一个字眼来说，我亲爱的儿子提摩太。
Here is a phrase like Timothy, my dear son.
那么说啊，这是他的儿子啦。
So you said
是亲爱的，对吗
？I said, oh, this is his son. Of course, it's a dear son.
当我们熟悉那个保罗的话，我们知道他在侍奉那个过程从来没有提起他说有婚约或者是有孩子的。
So if you know the story of Paul, you know that through the in the scripture, it never mentioned that he was married and has descendants or has sons.
所以我们知道这段经文并不是讲他是肉身的孩子，而是他自己在属灵里面，在自己亲密的那个关系里面，保罗就好像一个爸爸一样。
So here the son is not really physically speaking, but it is spiritually, he is like a son to Paul.
他跟这个提摩太的关系亲密到一个地步，就在第四节他说，我纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切的要见你，好叫我满心快乐。
Paul is so close to Timothy, so in verse 4, he said this, recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy.
你可以想象出一个男人把心里那个感性表达出来是一件多么困难的事情吗？
You probably can imagine how hard that is for a man to express his inner feeling here, like verse 4 here.
我们男性通常来说，大部分男性，我们都是比较理性的。
Generally speaking, we probably are more rational, brothers.
有没有看过母亲节时候，孩子，尤其是男孩子抱着妈妈，妈妈我爱你呀。
So, do you see the boys hugging mother, say, "Oh, mom, I love you."
我记得有一次有一个很故事很有趣。
I remember there's a very interesting story.
有一次，妈妈她早上醒的时候，在母亲节时候，就看到旁边有一封信放在枕头旁边。
So one Mother's Day, mother woke up with a letter next to her pillow.
是她的儿子写给妈妈的。
It's a letter from her son to her.
妈妈突然间说，孩子，尤其男孩子从来没有写信给妈妈的习惯，到母亲节给一封信，哇，心里很兴奋。
So the mother was very excited because boy never wrote a letter to the mom before.
他赶快还没刷牙一起来就打开那个信去看。
So before doing anything else, she opened up the letter.
他打开信的时候出人意外，原来是一个账单。
It actually, to her surprise, it was a bill.
原来孩子呢，他要想买一个 video game graphics card, 不过不够钱呢，然后就写了一个账单给妈妈。他说。
Because the kids wants to buy a computer graphics card, but it's short of funds, so he wrote the bill, the cost.
先从昨天开始，他说：“妈妈，昨天晚上吃饭的时候，我摆设桌子，晚餐桌，然后摆好东西，那里是收你$2。
” So he said, "Oh, because I set up the table yesterday during the dinner time, so that's counts for $2."
然后星期五的时候，我把垃圾桶主动的拿出去，我收你$3，有一个沙垃圾桶$1。
So Friday night, I took out the garbage and I will collect the $1 per garbage can.
然后他说，哦，之前呢，垃圾桶之前。I walk the dog. 我把狗带出去走啊，走那个比较时间半个小时$5。
So and before I did that, I took the I walked the dog for half an hour. So I will just charge you $5.
结果他把所有做的事情全部加起来，整个月加起来不少钱，有差不多$75。
So this in total, this about $75 for that whole month.
他说：“我只是收你那么多钱，因为刚刚足够我买那个东西。”
He said, "I charge only $75 because it's just enough for me to buy the car."
如果是你是妈妈，收到孩子一个账单，你心里怎么想
？So what would you think for a mom to receive such the bill?
哇，真的是啼笑皆非啊！
So you don't know what to think of it.
香港人有一个，中国人有一个很妙的广东话，就是说“横头买墙”，就是说我把头碰到那个墙上自杀算了，这么心气啊。
So in Cantonese, there's something like, I'd rather kill myself.
Yeah. Hit myself against the wall just to cure my headache.
Okay. Yeah.
结果妈妈就很生气，生气了之后静下来之后，她想了一个办法，
她
就写了一封信给儿子。
So after cooling down, she wrote a letter back.
她就写了一封信，在她孩子的账单旁边写着。
So next to the bill that from her son, she wrote.
然后她说，昨天晚上我花了三个小时给你煮晚餐，煮了晚餐之后去洗碗，洗了碗之后还问。
So she wrote that yesterday night I spent 3 hours to cook and to prepare food for you.
费用是零。
I charge you $0 for it.
然后晚上你睡觉的时候，你入睡的话，在你枕头旁边，我为你祷告。
So I pray for you before you go to sleep yesterday night.
费用免费。
And it's also free.
然后妈妈就一直写下去，都是免费。她说。在你七岁的时候，我记得你有盲肠炎。
So, she continues on, saying that, when you were at the age of 7, you had
appendicitis. 我把你送到医院去紧急治疗，然后陪了你两天，开手术两天两夜。
So I took you to the emergency room for a surgery and accompanied you for two days and two nights.
免费，然后最后重要的是说，他说。在你生命成长的时候，我为你祷告，然后带你信主，那个无价的救恩，免费。
So I took you, I brought you to the faith and for this priceless redemption faith, which is also free to you.
这个有点滑稽的一个故事哈，令我有个反省。
So this is a somewhat funny story, but it's for us to reflect upon.
首先就是说，有时候我们对不单只是上帝的救恩当作理所当然，我们把母亲的劳苦爱戴也当作一个理所当然。
Sometimes not only we took granted, took God's love for granted, we also took mother's love for granted.
所以呢。而尤其是男性们，我也知道，我是一个男性。通常的时候，我们就比较不表达自己感性的世界。看到电视一个很感动的节目的话，流了泪之后，孩子们就说：“哦，我脸上有点水，不是流泪。”
So especially like men, probably less expressive in less expressive. So even if they see something touching in the movie, they don't want to acknowledge it was tears from their eyes.
所以在第一节、第二节里面，你看到保罗能够把自己内心感性的世界完全的敞开，在这个提摩太身上说：“我把你当作自己亲生儿子，这个世界上我没有其他事情比你跟我的事情地上啊更珍贵的。”
So here, Paul.Expressed her feeling to Timothy, call her dear son, and saying that there's nothing more important in this world on earth that is more important between you and me.
然后呢，我们在这里看多一点经文的说，这里今天没有念。那提摩太是怎么认识保罗的呢？
We don't have time to read how Timothy first came to know Paul.
我们只知道在那个《使徒行传》第十六章第一节那里有提说，保罗他第一次在宣教旅程里面。
So in Acts chapter 16, in Paul's first missionary trip,
他那时候经过一个地方叫路斯德 Lystra.
He went through a place called Lystra.
他那时候看到这个青年人的话，他就看到他就这么说，他说他从小的智慧跟身量，并有利于神与人。在那个提摩太第十六章第一节的说，他说这个青年人，我看他灵性的成长的成熟，令我觉得很深爱。Lystra,
Okay, so Paul went to with his co-workers went to Lystra, and he saw someone named Timothy, who is very well beloved by the people around in that area.
然后在《使徒行传》第十六章的时候，他记下一件事情，他怎么说？他开始讲他的家人的事情。他说， 他就讲到就是说。 他的那个父亲是一个希腊人。
So when he start talking about Timothy's family, it talks about his father was a Greek.
母亲是一个犹太人。
And the mother was a Jew.
然后呢，在所有新闻里面从来没有再提到他爸爸，所以我们有一个相信，就是说，那个当他遇到提摩太，保罗遇到提摩太的时候。
Since that point on, the father was never mentioned, so people suggest that his father probably passed away by that time.
为什么要提史摩太, 使徒行传16章有一个很重要的原因?
The reason we talked about Acts chapter 16, there's an important reason.
因为回到刚才提摩太第二章后书第一章的时候，第五节，他就这样子说。
Then we come back to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. It says this.
他就第五节说，想到你心里无畏之信，这信是在先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里，我深信也在你们的心里。
So it says in verse 5 here, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded now lives in you also.
基本上是这么说，希腊人是什么样的文化？是一个叫做满天神佛的一个文化。
So in Greek, we know there are they have a lot of different gods.
Different god, polytheistic society. 所以呢，在那里，当记在十七节，十七章，保罗去到那个希腊的地方，他看到周围都是偶像。 他心里很着急，因为这是希腊文化，他们什么都拜，什么神佛都拜。
So in Acts, we see that Paul feel anxious because he saw a lot of all gods. There's a lot of gods in Greek societies.
尤其是当时在保罗的年代，是一个我叫做男性女主、男权在上的社会。
So in those days, the society is dominated by male.
你可以想象到，在一个男权的社会，我们叫做嫁鸡随鸡，中国这么说，对吗？
So in marriage, the woman follows the lead of the man.
所以呢，如果你是嫁鸡随鸡的话，她妈妈是一个犹太人的话，她祖母是犹太人，他们嫁进去一个希腊人的文化，他们就要跟随先生的姓，还有跟随先生的家人，还有跟随先生的信仰。
So supposedly, the mom, even though who's a Jew, but once married into a Greek family, she's supposed to follow the Greek custom.
我今天虽然就是其实男女已经很平等，不过你看到女生嫁给男士的话，还要是跟着男生的姓，对吗？就算在美国也是，通常是这样子。
So even though we are, it's a very
we're more a equal right society.
So we're in a much more equal right society. So, but even so, the female usually took on the man's name after the marriage.
可是呢，这里第五节就说，提摩太，你的信心、你的信仰是首先由你母亲，然后在外祖母罗伊身上所来。
So, but here in verse 5, it says that Timothy's faith came from his mother and the grandma.
这个男权女主要跟着先生信仰去信所有的文化底下，竟然他的母亲跟他祖母要把这个基督的信仰要摆在这提摩太身上。
So, in a society, supposedly the mom, the mothers follows the husband's the faith, but instead, she gave the faith to Timothy.
我看到一件很重要的事实，就是说， 在当时候所谓的时代文化的标准里面，他的母亲跟他的祖母是一个愿意背抗抗衡时代潮流标准的妇女。
So in such an environment and culture, you can consider Timothy's mom and grandma is a person with counterculture and against the world's tide.
Exactly. Countercultural is a wonderful description. 弟兄姐妹们，今天在我们这个时代里面，很多很多基督徒或者父母亲呢，我们其实并没有背抗时代的标准。
So, brother and sister, many parents today, we are not counterculture.
我举一个例子，前两年我去到国内的时候，去到上海。
So, let me give you an example. I went back to Shanghai last year.
我去到上海呢，我突然间在一个叫做路德会的 教会学校里面，外面排队 排了很长的一条队。
So, outside of Lutheran
school,
I saw this line outside.
然后就问发生什么事情呢？原来是这样子的。
So I saw there's a long line. So I ask, what's happening here?
现在中国开始很多家庭富裕起来，很多父母亲们，尤其母亲们很着急孩子们将来的学业。
So because people start getting rich, and the parents are worried about.The future of their kids.
而且一个孩子很重视他学业。
So they put on a lot of emphasis on the kids' academic achievements.
结果很多母亲们在那里排队，就是排队想要孩子可以进那个路德学校，可是孩子还没出世，只是还在胎子里面，八个月大，再去报名。
So the mother standing in line tried to apply for the admission in.Entrance admission to the Lutheran school, even though she was only 8 months pregnant.
还没有出世，已经为自己的孩子的学业、将来作业一个生活做打算。
So she has started planning ahead for the kids, the unborn kids.
今天我们在美国的，在美国的社会里面，我们也看到同样的现象。
Even in U.S., we have seen a similar situation.
我们见到今天在美国亚裔人口啊。在美国是叫做一个模范的少数民族。
So some people said that we are the model minority. Asian is a model minority.
为什么呢？
Why?
在我们只是美国不够4%4%的人口里面。
So even though we are only 4% of the population.
我们在常春藤里面大学里面，我们的人数啊，在不够4%的人口里面。在常春藤的大学里面，我们超过 over 20% of the student population.
So, but in the Ivy League, Asian is more than is about 20%.
在哈佛大学里面，我们有超过18%的亚洲人。
So in Harvard, there are over 18% of Asians.
在 Columbia, 超过四分之一是亚洲人。
In Columbia, it's more than a quarter of the population.
At UC Berkeley, 42%.
UC Berkeley, we have about 42%.
所以当我的孩子在追求学业的时候
So when we look at our kids' academic achievement,
我有个孩子学业很好。
One of my kids is very good in academics.
他一直在梦想说，不是 UCLA 就是 UC Berkeley, there's no other school.
So for him, he thinks there's no other school he wants to attend other than UCLA and UC Berkeley.
我就跟我的儿子说，我知道你学业很好。
So I told him that I know that you are doing well in academic schoolwork.
在你生命的首要里面，你要问一问上帝给你的呼召是什么，不是呼召你就进哪一个学校。
So I reminded him that the important thing you need to know is what's the calling God has for you, for your life, not the which school you want to go to.
可是你知道美国孩子不能够不会只就听你讲，还挑战你的权威。他说你也去 UCLA 啦，那为什么不能够去 UCLA？
But they, you know, the American kids, they like to challenge parents. And he said, "You went to UCLA. How come I couldn't go to UCLA?"
我说，其实那是我发觉。追求这些名校是一个虚空，结果我把这些地上的成就也放下来，来侍奉神。
So I said that I realized afterwards, pursuing this achievement, which school to go to is actually all in vain. So I decided to give it up to serve the Lord.
那时候我去到富勒神学院在念书，把自己的那个事业放下来，到富勒神学院要念书的时候，我发现一件事情，我们中国人应该要反省。
So when I went to Fuller after giving up my career, I realized that there are things for Chinese Christian to reflect upon.
我在那一课里面有只有我一个是中国人，还是外国长大的中国人，在神学院那个心理学还有神学系里面在念。
So there's only one Asian,
one Chinese
that actually grew up. Not really Chinese, but grew up in America.
可是呢，在同一班里面有四个韩国人。
But there are four Koreans in the class.
所以我去到富勒神学院的时候，在念神学的时候，在他们以为我是韩国人。
So when I was there, they thought I was a Korean too.
他们竟然过来要不笑。
So they just say hi in Korean to me.
他们以为我是韩国人，我觉得也不错，因为他们常常有学生会烧韩国的烧烤。所以我就混进去说要不要小我就一起去吃了。
So, but it's good because I usually try to mingle with them and have Korean food together.
可是呢，我们中国人很舍不得把自己的孩子们奉献出来，说神学赚不到钱，也没有做牧者们很劳苦，去赚一些医师、律师、工程师，可以赚了很多钱，很多很好前途的地方。
So Christian parents probably are reluctant to encourage their children to go to seminary because they won't make as much money as engineers and doctors.
所以呢，今天我希望跟弟兄姐妹们，一个属神的母亲，首先一个首要就是说，我们要把我们的优先注意点。摆在我们孩子们的属灵生命里面去成长。
So one thing I'd like to remind you is that as a mother, we need to prioritize the children's spiritual life first.
我讲一个比喻，大家都知道德兰修女。
So we know the story of Mother Teresa.
你知道Mother Teresa 有一个很卓越的属灵生命，而且赢过诺贝尔的平安奖、和平奖。
So you know that he has an excellent life and won the Nobel Prize too.
可是德兰修女她是说，我一生人为什么忠心跟随一生，是因为我有个虔诚的母亲。
She said the reason I have been faithful is because I have a very faithful mom.
她说，因为爸爸常常要外出做生意，所以在家里面属灵生命、属灵的聚会的家里都是妈妈去带。
So because her father is out of town a lot because of business, so it all the spiritual upbringing is fall on her mom.
有一次，她妈妈就在晚上家庭崇拜的时候，她就拿了一个篮子的苹果来。
So one night, the mom bought a basket of apples.
然后呢，她把五个苹果摆在篮子里面，五个新鲜苹果摆在篮子里面。
So she put five in that basket.
然后呢，她就摆了几天，她看五个苹果还是很新鲜的。
So after a couple of days, they are still pretty fresh.
结果她就妈妈就把上面一个苹果拿出去，拿了一个有点腐烂的苹果，摆在这其他下面四个苹果的上面。
But later he took another somewhat rotten apple on top of those five.
结果不到一天里面，下面四个苹果都开始腐烂。
Within a day or so, the other apples start getting rotten too.
德兰修女妈妈就告诉她一个属灵的功课。
So her mom told them a spiritual principle.
她就跟她说，在你成长的生命里面，如果你那个属灵生命不是跟着一些属灵的榜样跟着去走的话，你生命会走另外一条路，就是腐烂的生命。
So, she said, if you don't follow those who are spiritually sound people, and your life, your spiritual life will become rotten too.
她的母亲经常用这种，这是其中一个例子。
So this is one of the example that her mom provided.
我们英文是说用一个叫做 object lesson, 对吗 ？Object lesson, 然后教导一个属灵的功课。
So this is what we call using an object lesson to teach a spiritual lesson.
在这圣灵里面 ，Mother Teresa 她的母亲就很注重他们孩子们的属灵生命。
In her life, Teresa's Mother Teresa's mom focused a lot on their the kids' spiritual life.
然后呢，一个属灵的妈妈是一个敬畏上帝的妈妈。
So a spiritual mom is a mother that is
that fears the Lord.
That who fears the Lord.
箴言这里想一段经文很有意思，在箴言三十一章三十节，他说：“严厉是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。”
So in the Proverb chapter 31, it says that the charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
一个敬畏的上帝的一个母亲可以改变一个世代人的命运。
So a woman, a mom who is fearing the Lord can change the whole generation.
我们在旧约里面讲到那个尼西亚先知尼赫玛雅。
So in the book of Nehemiah,
讲到那时候 Prophet Nehemiah, 他去到那个亚达须西王面前，他要求那个皇帝说，你把我归回家园，然后给我足够的经费，我带他回到国家，重建我们家园跟圣殿。
So Nehemiah, he went up to the king and request the permission to go back home and rebuild the wall, Jerusalem.
很奇怪，这个亚达须西王其实是另外一个种族，是另外一个国家的皇帝。他突然听到这么要求，他赶快就说：“我给你所有足够的经费，回去建你们的上帝的殿吧。”
So surprisingly, this Persian king granted his permission and say, "I will provide all your financial need to build this city wall."
我们可能念圣经没有留意，可是我们会问一个问题：为什么一个外邦人的皇帝？能够让他准许就回自己家园就建一个圣殿，为什么呢？
Why would this a foreign king that would grant this permission to for Nehemiah to go back and build this city, rebuild the city?
原来这个亚达须西王他的继母就是我们所熟悉的那个很出名的以斯帖。
Actually, his stepmom is the queen
Ezra
一个
母 Esther
Esther
在这个 Esther 是一个敬畏上帝人，他就影响了当地的君王，以致这个上帝君王去能够承继上帝的呼召，把这些事情去完成，改变了那个时代的命运。
So Esther influenced the king and has changed the fate of that whole generation.
我们有时候并不是很知道怎么去敬畏上帝。我用一个比例讲啊。
So let me give you an example to illustrate how to be a person who fear God.
Fear the Lord.
Fear the Lord.
我在一个咨询里面，一个夫妇来到我们就接受我们的咨询，然后帮忙。
So a couple came to our clinics looking for help.
太太就很心痛，她说。这个先生有时候在教会是一套很有礼貌、很君子这样，回到家里面就用粗口怎么把骂我。
So the wife is very sad, saying that the husband is doing one thing in church, but is very rude in home.
我心里面听了当然很难过。
Of course, I feel very sad when I heard this.
当时候我就要求他们做一件事情。
But then I asked him to do one thing.
我说，你们现在坐在这里，你假设想象一件事情。
So I told them to imagine, to just imagine something while you're sitting here.
假如坐在你旁边那一位不只是你的配偶，是我们主耶稣基督坐在你旁边，你会有什么改变
？So I said, imagine that the person sitting next to you is not your spouse, but Jesus himself. Would that change anything?
Would that change anything? 你想想看，有时候在教会里面弟兄姐妹有纷争、有争吵的时候，我鼓励弟兄姐妹们，请你把对面那一位 是上帝用重价买赎回来的弟兄，他就是有基督耶稣上帝的形象坐在你旁边。
So sometimes when there are quarrels in church, I often ask brother and sister to think of the person next to you who you are quarreling with, who has the image of God, who is redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
我们对每一位弟兄姐妹在我们旁边的人，我们都有经常有个信念，就说隔壁那一位我的弟兄姐妹也是上帝用宝血买赎回来的救恩的一个人。
So we need to have this mindset, that person, brother and sister sitting next to me, they are also purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
最后我用一个故事来讲下面那一点。
Then let me illustrate the last point with the story.
如果你刚刚看第提摩太后书二章一至五节的时候，你看到每一个点都是在他提摩太妈妈跟祖母身上所看到的。第一个就是他们两个都是一个敢背衡抗衡时代标准的人。
So from the verse 1-5, you can see that both the mother and grandmom, they are a person who are counter-cultural.
然后他们也是一个注重孩子们属灵生命的人。
And they prioritize children's spiritual life over other things.
一个敬畏上帝的人。
They are also one who fear the Lord.
还有呢，在他们生命遇到困难的时候，遇到一些 hurdle 困难阻碍的时候，他们一定会在那边帮助他们孩子灵命的人。
So they also try to help children's spiritual growth whenever there's hurdles in their lives.
几年前我看了一个很可惜的故事。
So a couple of days ago, I saw there's the story.
有个妈妈呢，她就帮助孩子的灵命。她是这样子，她有一个女儿叫 Meredith.
So the mom has a daughter named Meredith.
然后有个狗叫 Abby.
And with a dog named Abby.
他们很小的时候就照了一张相，就是女儿就拥抱着那个狗的时候。
So the picture is Meredith with Abby.
可是呢，就在那一年2008年的时候，他的哥哥 Abby 这狗去世了。
But in 2008, the dog Abby died.
那个孩子心里很难过，他说，他就问妈妈，他说，那狗有去了天堂吗？
So the Meredith was sad, and she asked the mom, "Is the dog now in heaven?"
妈妈在开圣经看，没有讲过狗可以上天堂这事情。
So the mom looked up the Bible and didn't see any teaching about dog going to heaven.
你们有没有看过哪一段经文关乎这上帝有没有接受狗上天堂的事情？那你怎么搭这孩子呢？
So how would you help? I wonder if you have read anything in the Bible regarding dog going to heaven.
你会怎么做？
So what would you do?
可能你心底下很快就想说，就买另外一只狗就行了吗？
So maybe you think, oh, just buy another dog.
妈妈当时就想孩子的难过，又想说怎么把上帝的爱能够透过这个狗的去世能够连接起来。
So the mom tried to connect the love of God and the death of the dog.
她就说，孩子，要不然这样子，我们一起写封信写给上帝。
So she said to the kid, maybe we will write a letter together.
孩子说，啊，好主意，写给上帝没试过，试试看。
So the daughter said, oh, it's a wonderful thing that we can write the letter to God together.
然后帮妈妈就帮她之后，她就这么写，她说，亲爱的上帝，我的狗昨天去世了。
So with the mom's help, the Meredith dictated saying, my dog passed away yesterday.
她说，你在天上见到我的狗的时候会照顾它吗？
She said, would you take care of my dog when you saw it in heaven?
她说，我很想念这个我的 Abby, 她喜欢玩球还有喜欢游泳，我希望她有天上的时候你派一些人跟她一起玩。
So my dog Abby likes to play ball and swim. I hope that you can sent someone to play with Abby.
他说昨天他生病去世，生病去世了。不过很感激你，因为让我有机会拥有这个 Abby.
I'm very thankful for you, even though for having the dog, even though he passed away yesterday.
所以他说，不过呢，我怕你认不出这个狗是谁。然后他说，我给了一张照片送给你，告诉给上帝，上帝见到这只狗就知道是我的 Abby.
I'm afraid that you may not recognize my Abby, so let me also give you a picture of him, of it.
说我很想念他，他签个名字，乱写一篇了。那个女孩子 Meredith 就写个签名。
So Meredith signed in whatever the way she knows and send out the letter.
妈妈就帮助她把这封信摆在信封里面，贴了个邮票，然后地址是 to God, 然后寄出去。
So the mom just put that into an envelope and addressed that to God.
你想的结果会怎么样？
So what do you think the result going to be?
邮局当然寄不出去，会打回头。
So it's going to be returned.
不过意外之下，几天之后，他们有一封信寄来了，然后有一个包裹在信封里面。
But surprisingly, they received the parcel back in a couple of days.
上面写着 "To Meredith," 然后上面左上角写着 "From God."
So the outside it says "To Meredith" and it's from God.
这封信里面突然间打开的时候，有一封信，还有一本书。
So inside the parcel, that it has a letter and also a book.
然后信里面是这么说，他说。Dear Meredith, 亲爱的 Meredith, Abby 已经安全到底天堂了。
So it says, dear Meredith, Abby has arrived heaven safely.
你给我的照片很有帮助，因为我马上就认出谁是 Abby.
So your picture is a great help because I recognize Abby right away.
他说 ，Abby 在天堂里面，我们不再生病了。
So Abby in heaven is not sick anymore.
Abby 在这里，不过我希望他永远停留在你心里面。
So even though Abby now is in heaven, but I also hope remains in your heart always.
他说 Abby 是一个很深爱你的那个狗。
And Abby is the one who loves you too.
他说，可是呢，因为在天堂上面我没有身体，不需要这照片，所以我把照片送回给你。
So, but because we're in heaven, we don't really have a body, so we don't need this picture. I'm sending this picture back to you.
不过呢，这里附送一本小书，帮助你怎么度过这个幽暗的日子。
So I will give you a book that help you to go through this dark time.
这本书上面写着，这英文字是一本英文书，叫做 When My Dog Dies.
It's actually a book named When My Dog Died. It's a book.
他说很谢谢你的相你的谢谢给我的信，我还感谢你。有一个很爱你的母亲。
We thank you. I thank you for the letter you wrote, and also thank especially you have a good mom.
我谢谢你妈妈帮助你写封信，因为你两三岁还不会写信。我相信你妈妈给你写的信。
And I thank your mom because I think your mom probably wrote this letter for you.
她说，这个妈妈是我特别为你拣选的。
So this mom is a pick especially just for you.
他说，我爱你们，也爱你妈妈。我们每天必定会祝福给你们。
So I love you and your mom, and I'll bless you every day.
有爱的地方就找到妈妈，有爱的地方就会找到上帝。
So wherever there is love, you can find mom, and so you can also find God.
大家当然很明白，这封信不是上帝写给他们。
Of course, you know this is not really from God.
是邮局里面有个很有爱心的妈妈看到这封信，打开了之后，决定就是给这个 Meredith 回一封信。
So it's actually opened up the letter to God was opened up by a post office worker, and she decided to write back.
帮助我们的孩子们成长，用一个成长的属灵生命，有时候需要很多劳苦，很多的创意。
So to help our kids to grow up spiritually, sometimes it requires a lot of effort and creativity.
这封信我很感动，因为这个妈妈知道上帝的重要，也要把这个上帝跟爱连接起来，就为她特别写了一封信。
So I'm touched by this story because the mom connected the love of God and the dog Abby.
我们知道在这个世界上面有很多破碎的家庭，也有很多的苦难。
And we know that in this world there are many broken families and there are tribulations in this world too.
我们也知道在这个世上没有一个完美的母亲。
And we know there is no perfect mother in this world.
可是一个属灵的妈妈,
but a spiritual mother,
一个敬畏上帝的妈妈,
a mother who feels the Lord,
永远是最好的妈妈,
is always the best mom.
所以呢, 最后,
and lastly,
我想在这里鼓励我们当中劳苦的母亲们,
so I'd like to encourage mom here who labored a lot.
当你遇到世上有些不符合上帝时代的标准潮流的时候, 你愿意站起来去抗拒这个潮流吗?
So I'd like to encourage to stand up to the worldly tide and be counter-cultural if you see the world is against our faith.
你愿意把他的属灵生命摆在他的学业上, 为先吗?
Would you prioritize their spiritual life over their academic achievements?
我盼望上帝今天给一个信息给你。
I hope that God will give you such a message.
你是在这个地上的家庭，这个不完美家庭里面，是由天以来的一份的礼物。
That you are the gift from God in this world.
上帝的道也是在你们当中道成肉身，活在你们的家庭里面。
The God who became man also lives among you in your family.
我
So I also pray that God bless each and every mothers among us.
我们做儿女，不是弟兄姐妹或者是配偶的。
So for us, being a spouse,
我们怎么能够扶持着她，让她做一个属灵的母亲？
How can we help the mothers to become a spiritual mother?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的上帝,
dear Heavenly Father,
我们感谢你,
we thank you.
我们感谢你, 因为你让我们在母亲身上体验到你自己, 属天的温柔跟慈爱。
We experience the tender love of from heaven.
我们也感谢你送给我们一份很珍贵的礼物。
And we also thank you for this precious gift.
我们特别为我们当中已经信了主的妈妈们祷告。
We especially pray for the mothers who are Christian.
因为他们有一个很重的属灵的责任。
Because they have a great spiritual responsibility.
有时候他们没有帮手, 因为自己的配偶不在身边，或者配偶不在世上。
Sometimes they are alone because maybe their spouse are not with them.
求你帮助这些妈妈们去单单的依赖你。
So help those mothers can rely on you only.
我们也为当中如果还没有信主的母亲们祷告。
We also pray for those mothers who are not Christian yet.
让如果孩子们已经信了主，求你们把母亲们带到上帝的跟前。
May those Christian children can bring their parents to Christ, to God too.
我们这样子祷告祈求奉主耶稣名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 祝各位每一位母亲们母亲节快乐。
To all mothers, Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Dr. Lo, for the message for Mother's Day. There we go. Yeah, thank you. And especially the story how that mother did all these things for the child and did not charge anything for them.
今天这个正道这个信息关于这个母亲为孩子做的一些事，但是母亲都没有任何的啊仇，想要获得一些报啊。